And hey, everybody, this is Curtis, and Alex today, not Lucas. Lucas is, well, he's off. He heard that it's like free porn day tomorrow, so he's getting himself ready. He's like, I gotta get my hands ready, so he's doing like hand exercises and stuff. So that's why he's not with us today, but tomorrow we'll be doing a commentary for Point Break, and
yay,
he'll be all jerked off by then, so or jerked out. Oh, I don't know which one with him. So yeah, no, he'll be on tomorrow, but we just wanted to do like some little news show, kind of just talk about the news. So Alex, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Guardians of the Galaxy trailer,
coming next week.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah,
it's like Marvel's pretty smart, eh? Because it's like, it knows that a lot of their fan base is not going to be getting laid on Valentine's Day. So they're like, well, to make it up for you, we're going to give you the Guardians of the Galaxy trailer.
Yes.
So
this was a nice Valentine's Day present for me.
Yeah. Marvel, if you're single right now and they're like, oh, so what'd you do? You can be like, I got a ton of action. And they're like, what? And they're like, yeah, I watched a lot of action in that Guardians of the Galaxy trailer. Oh, man. You know. Regardless of if you're single or not, Guardians of the Galaxy is going to be a pretty fucking awesome movie, I think.
Yeah.
I'm getting more excited about it as we get closer to the release date. So I don't think the trailer is going to really ruin that. But, yeah. So, Alex, what do you think is going to be in the trailer? What are you going to see?
I think it'll be... it'll probably be, like, the Comic-Con one they had. Like, we'll probably see, like, the Nova Corps introduce them.
Yeah.
And then we'll probably get some awesome action scenes and maybe Hooked on a Feeling will play as well.
Oh, yeah. I hope it's, like, a little bit more than what we saw last... Well, okay, I guess technically we didn't see, we weren't supposed to see, but...
Yeah.
I don't know, I kind of... Because I think James Gunn said, he's like, oh, this is not final, things are changing, I would think he's probably going to try to cut something different.
Yeah.
I'd honestly like it if they were just going through, like, each of the Guardians, and they're like...
Yeah, that's... Like, just show each Guardian, and...
Yeah, like, Roman Day or whatever is like... Oh, yeah, so, you know, we got Groot, and then just show a bunch of Groot smashing shit. And just go through it
and
like
saying,
that.
I'm Groot.
Yeah, like, that would get me stoked. Well, I'm already stoked, but that's what I want to see.
I hope we hear Rocket talking.
Well, yeah. This will be the first time we hear them talk, like, all of them. Well.
Yeah.
We didn't, again... You and I have seen the leaked footage, so most people haven't seen it.
Did any of them talk?
No.
Have we heard any of them talk?
Roman Day was the only one that talked, and his assistant.
So, I don't even think we've heard Star-Lord talk.
No. Star-Lord, I'm kind of interested, because I know that Chris Pratt can be really jokey. So I want to see how like serious he can be. Because I know he can be a comedic doctor. That doesn't worry me. But I also kind of like, I think that there's certain, like, gravity to these roles that you should have. Like, obviously Thor, you know, he's got his funny moments. But he also kind of can get serious sometimes. So I'm kind of hoping that we get a little bit of that from Chris Pratt, too.
Yeah. And plus, for a role like Star-Lord, you'll need, like, some charisma that Chris Pratt obviously has.
And this is, like, the pipe dream for me. But I really want to see, well, like, I really want to hear Thanos speak. Even if it's just like fucking like one line,
I don't think we'll see that until the actual movie.
No, because actually, I would almost guarantee that we're gonna get our first look at Rodan, the Accuser.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Because that
in the trailer,
and he's tied to Thanos, so who knows?
Yeah,
but I don't think they'd want to spoil that. But yeah, like we know Thanos is in the movie, so I kind of just wish they'd just be like, oh, here he is. See, he's speaking, and I can be like, yes. And, I guess we'll talk about it next week when it actually comes out.
Yeah.
There's not really much more to talk about.
Just gotta
wait. Wait patiently. Speaking of waiting patiently, we're gonna all be waiting until Age of Ultron comes out and Scarlet Witch, also known as Elizabeth Olsen, has been talking
about. Who is hot as fuck.
Oh, I just watched Old Boy. She was really hot in that. She got nice tits.
Oh, is she nude in it?
Oh, yeah. You can see her, like, topless and all that.
Oh, guess who's watching Old Boy tonight?
Oh, okay. I don't want to, like, go on too much of a tangent, but I... Me and Jordan were talking about it, and we're like, we don't get why everyone hates this movie. It's not bad.
I haven't even seen the original, so...
I saw the original years ago, and honestly, I forget it. So when I was watching the remake, I had no, like, connection to it. It wasn't like I'm like, oh, they're ruining it. I'm like, well, it's a good movie. It wasn't, like, a great movie, but it was, like, perfectly serviceable.
Yeah.
But anyways, I don't think we'll see her tits in Age of Ultron. I don't think that's going to happen.
Maybe.
But I know what her tits look like now, so I can envision what she'd be like with her tits hanging out.
So we can envision what Scarlet Witch's tits would look like.
Somebody's got to, like, Photoshop that. Just get, like, when the Scarlet Witch costume comes out, just Photoshop her tits in it.
And Photoshop with Aaron Taylor-Johnson just fucking her.
Well, they're, like, everyone's making, like, a big deal out of the fact that they're, like, husband and wife in Godzilla, and now they're brother and sister in Age of Ultron.
They're husband and wife?
Yeah.
I thought they were just love interests or some shit.
Well, I think they're, like, husband and wife, I think.
Wouldn't they be just... Aren't they too young? Wouldn't they be, like, boyfriend and girlfriend or something?
You never know. I don't know how old those people are, but I think they're probably, like, old... Well, in these movies, you can get away with age and shit, but I heard that they were husband and wife. Don't hold me to that, but I think... Okay.
Anyway.
But, yeah... Scarlet Witch, she was talking her Age of Ultron costume. She basically said it's not going to be like the comics.
Meaning what?
Which is kind of like, I don't know what to make of that, but this is just my theory, is that it's going to be a little toned down, but it's going to, like, resonate a bit like how it looks. Like, you look at Hawkeye's costume in Avengers, it's a very practical, but it still looked like Hawkeye. Like, I don't think anybody looked at Hawkeye's outfit and was like, oh, that's not Hawkeye. Sure, he didn't have, like, the purple mask or anything, but he certainly looked like Hawkeye to me.
Yeah, but you can't really have that, like, in a movie, because in the movie, he's a S.H.I.E.L.D. agent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think with Scarlet Witch, they'll have her, like, red headdress or something like that. Maybe it won't be as poignant. It'll just be kind of like a... Maybe, like, it'll go just to her forehead and that's it. It won't go bigger than that.
I think it might be like the Marvel Now costume, where it's more like a trench coat she's wearing.
Yeah. I'm just going to look this up because I want to know what it looks like. Oh, man. We're, like, researching on the fly. Oh, okay. Yeah, no. That's totally, yeah, like, that's a little bit more, like, toned down.
Yeah. Well, they could... I would want to see... the Ultimates outfit, because that's very revealing.
Of course. That appeals to your two love interests. Revealing.
Or they could go with was it in X-Men Evolution? Where she's like a full-on, like, gothic chick.
God, I don't think they'd go that route. But that would be funny. She's just like gothic. She's like, guys, I guess I'm here to save the world. It's like, what is her fucking problem? Everyone else is so, like, bubbly and stuff. She's like, I guess I'll do it, I guess. I have faith in Joss Whedon, whatever the fuck he wants.
Yeah.
I'll support it. Unless it's, like, really bad.
Yeah. It can't be any worse than fucking Quicksilver in Days of Future Past.
Oh, God. And the thing is, too, she also said to expect, I guess, not just of her costume, but of Quicksilver, too, that it's going to be a variation on the comic. But, let's be honest. Like, I think when you're going to compare the two at the end of the day when both movies are out, I bet you Joss Whedon's will be better designed.
Yes.
It can be a little deviant. I don't mind that. But you still have to kind of have it make sense with the character. Like, I don't think Quicksilver's going to have, like, a cape or something like that.
Quicksilver never had a cape.
That's what I mean. Like, I don't think in the movie he's going to have a cape. I think at the end of the day, whatever it looks like, it's still going to resemble him.
Yeah, it'll take inspiration from the comics, but it'll have to be changed for live-action purposes.
Right. I think that's... At the end of the day, it's going to be that middle ground of practicality, but it's also going to look very stylish.
Yeah.
Okay, moving on. So, we've got some casting on Gotham, the new Fox TV shows. Honestly, when I was looking at who they cast as Alfred and Penguin, I was like, huh? The only guy I really recognize is Donald Logg.
I don't know any of these people, except for the guy who's playing Gordon. I recognize him from the OC.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
I recognize Donald Logg because he was on Sons of Anarchy this past season.
Oh, right.
And he was actually pretty good in that. He kind of played like a creeper who was like into drugs and shit. So I can kind of like see him as Harvey Bullock. Kind of makes sense. But it's funny because I guess everybody was reporting that he was up for Gordon. And no, he's up for Harvey Bullock, which makes more sense.
And who's playing Alfred?
I think it was the guy who's from the OC, weren't you saying? Or
no, I said that's who's playing Gordon. I said Alfred.
Gordon is Benjamin McKenzie. Oh yeah,
he's the guy from the OC. I reckon.
Okay, that's what.
Yeah, that's how I reckon. Yeah.
Yeah.
But
okay.
Who's playing Alfred?
Alfred. Let's look it up again. Researching on the fly.
Yes.
But yeah, Benjamin McKenzie, he's good. He was on the OC. He is also on Southland and a few other shows. You know, he's a pretty decent actor. It's Fox. They're not going to, like, get somebody that's really hard edge, but I think that you'll still get, you know, pretty cool.
And do you think he'll be rocking the mustache?
Well, I think I said this before, but I think they're going to, like, tease him, like, doing the mustache. Like, there'll be a shot of him shaving, and he's gonna pause, be like, "Should I grow a mustache?" And he's gonna just like, it'll just be one of those things they tease the fuck out of during the show.
They should give him a Hitler mustache.
He tries different like kinds of mustaches. Like, I'm gonna try the handlebar mustache. I'm gonna try the Hitler stash.
And then at the end of the season, he gets the right mustache.
Yeah, at the end, it's like, this is the Jim Gordon mustache. That's the thing with these shows, is they'll do that. They'll totally do that. Okay, so Robin Lord Taylor is playing Oswald Cobblepot. Doesn't really look like him, but I guess they can get away with it because this is like the early days. But I don't know. It's going to depend on things like costume and how they speak. But I guess, I don't know. I don't mind Benjamin McKenzie as Gordon. I don't mind... the guy who's playing Harvey Bullock. So this is pretty decent cast thus far. The girl who's playing the fiance of Jim Gordon, she's pretty hot too.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. But what I want to know is like, because like in the OC, did you ever watch that show?
Yeah, but...
Yeah, it's like such a long time ago. Well, that show's been over for a couple
of years. It was usually, like, playing in the background. Like, I didn't follow it much, but yeah. It was one of those shows where you watch, but you don't watch. Like, it's always playing in the background while you're doing other shit.
Because, like, at the end of that show, didn't he, like, his character go into, like, law or something like that? That'd be funny if it's actually, like, he was Jim Gordon on the OC all along. So what's your true name? My name is Jim Gordon. Okay.
Yeah.
Moving on. So apparently that live action adaptation of Akira is still happening, even though a lot of people kind of thought it was dead. And no, apparently not. So have you seen Akira? Do you know kind of what Akira's about?
I've never seen Akira.
Yeah, it's basically like a really like crazy manga, or not manga. Well, it was a manga and then it got adapted to an anime. It's pretty cool. It's pretty crazy for them to do live action, just because, like, with anime, obviously you can get away with just doing crazy ass shit. But I think with this one, it's going to be a little difficult for them. But I'm at least interested to see what they can do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, has this been like officially announced or?
Well, the funny thing is they caught up with the director and they're like, "So how's that live action Akira?" He's like, "Oh, it's not dead." Which to me says that it's still being worked on. Apparently the main problem is budget, which doesn't surprise me. Because if you're taking like an anime where they can get away with almost everything.
Yeah.
Put that into live action where, you know, if you try to do the same thing, you're going to have like the largest budget of any movie. Almost guaranteed. Just because terms of like the CGI and stuff, it'd be almost impossible. So I guess right now their main priority is to try to get it under budget. But, you know, with that movie, if you ever watch Akira, you know it's pretty difficult for to get that like under budget. But we'll see how it goes. I'm not like, I don't think it's a bad idea that they're turning it into a live action movie, but I also think that it's, you know, depends on where they cut that budget, but
we'll find out.
So moving on, Clone Wars. You're a fan of Clone Wars, aren't you?
A casual fan. I've seen a lot of the episodes, but I haven't like kept up with the entire story.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So are you gonna watch the final season on Netflix that they?
I will, but I'll have to watch like every episode from season 1 to 5 first.
Yeah.
Just so I know the entire story.
I guess that's what they kind of announced, is that all the movies and all the shows or all the seasons are going to go up on Netflix plus this final season. So if you want to catch up on Clone Wars, which I never watched Clone Wars, but I'm a bit of a...
Oh, you should. It's really great.
Yeah, that's what everyone keeps saying. I think when it's on Netflix, thing is with me and Netflix is I usually watch like one show at a time. Like right now I'm watching Frasier. So when I'm done with Frasier, I'm going to need a new show to watch on Netflix. So
yeah.
I'll watch Clone Wars.
And also this will lead into the new Star Wars animated series, Rebels.
I heard a rumor somewhere. I don't know how legit it was.
It will.
That they were going to release, like, the first episode of Rebels prematurely on Netflix.
Oh, right.
I heard that. I don't know how that's going to come, but that would be pretty cool if they were like, yeah, you want to watch, like, the first episode of this show. Be good business for Netflix if that was the case, but... also, like, I don't want to go on too much of a tangent, but with Netflix too, there's all these stories of how the rights of TVs and or TV shows and movies kind of play into Netflix. And I think as we go forward now, you're going to see a lot more shows. Like as it airs, it's going to go up on Netflix. So I really hope with Star Wars Rebels that they can do that. You know, I think we're kind of beyond the point of just watching TV on TV. You know, like some of us watch it online. Like for me, I generally watch stuff online. So
yeah, same here. Like I haven't watched TV in ages. I just watch all my shows online, really. Mm-hmm. It's more convenient. Like,
yeah, you can do other things or whatever. And I heard, again, that they're trying to do that with the Better Call Saul spinoff, Breaking Bad. Like they're trying to get it.
Wait, there's a Saul spinoff?
Yeah, it's called Better Call Saul.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
I can't believe you didn't know this. Yeah.
I didn't know this.
And it's going to have Mike. And apparently they're going to try to get cameos from all the original cast. But obviously some of them are not going to make sense because, like, for instance, Saul and Walt never met before their first meeting. So it's not like you can have them meet and retcon it. But I think, like, they said that they can have Jesse... Like, Jesse will be in it. Mike's a series regular on that, so he's going to definitely be in it. But I heard with that, they're trying to get it on Netflix as soon as possible after it airs, which is...
Yeah.
That would be pretty awesome. Like, I kind of wish more shows like were like that, where it airs and you can just go on Netflix and watch it. Especially with piracy nowadays, because everyone's always like complaining about piracy. Well, the thing with piracy is it's convenient, right? So if these people want to fight... piracy, just make things as convenient, if not more convenient, you know. That's what I don't get. Anyways, moving on. One our final thing, you saw RoboCop, right?
I did, yes.
And I've seen RoboCop, so I think it's time, and Lucas is not here to bash it into oblivion, but yeah, RoboCop. We both saw the remake. What were your general thoughts on it?
I thought it was shit.
I thought it was shit, too. My general impression of it was that, like a lot of other remakes, it's very superficial in what it tries to adapt. A lot of the other stuff was just generic action schlock. Like, a lot of the scenes were well done, but that's not why I like RoboCop, because I can watch any other action movie, right? You know, for me to go watch that action movie, it was just kind of like, the scenes weren't... that phenomenal, but I think part of the reason that the original RoboCop was so great was because it was so over top with the violence and everything.
Yeah, it was sort of satire at the same time.
Yeah, And that was definitely missing from this movie by far.
Yeah.
Like, you could even, if you've seen the original, you can see with your own eyes where they changed things to make it like a PG-13 movie. Like, there was parts where I was like, they should have gone R with that, but they didn't.
Yeah. And something I didn't like about it was, like, this was not RoboCop. Like, the thing I love about RoboCop is how he has, like, when Alex Murphy becomes RoboCop, he has a robotic personality. Mm-hmm. And he's trying to figure out who he is.
Yeah.
We don't see any of that in this movie. He's only actually RoboCop for, like, 5 minutes when he doesn't have a mind. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly. And they played with this idea of his personality carrying over, and that was definitely a theme in the first RoboCop. But the thing with that was that it was kind of like in the background. It wasn't that important. You know, by the end of the movie, you're like, okay, he's now a bit more self-aware of who he is.
Yeah. And I would have been okay with a more human RoboCop if they actually got a better actor.
Oh, yeah. And Joel Kinnaman even said in an interview, and I don't want to like say that this influences my opinion on the movie, but he's like basically looking at it as a way for him to basically get ahead in the movie business. So he's hoping that this movie's going to make him popular and give him better roles. But it's like, that's not how you should view roles. Like, you should look at the script and be like, oh, this is a good script. I want to be in this movie. Not, oh, I'm going to have RoboCop on my resume. That'll look good. And that's just to me, that just seems like a bad way to choose your roles.
Yeah. And even the city, like, in the original, the city was, like, very corrupt and dysfunction. Mm-hmm. Like, it was a city that needed RoboCop. The city it's Detroit, isn't it, the city?
Yeah.
Yeah, Detroit in the remake, it seemed fine. Like, it seemed peaceful, clean, and safe, and...
Yeah.
And stuff like
in the other one, you had that rape and murder.
Yeah. I want to see a city that needs RoboCop.
Mm-hmm. There's you can look this up online. It's called Our RoboCop Remake, and it's like a fan made one. It's actually pretty good. Like, there are some parts where they like just go full blown satire with it. I'll actually embed this in the article for this week's episode, so if you guys want to look at it, go just check it out. But basically, it's like, it's the classic shootout where the guy's got the girl and RoboCop shoots him through the dress. But then it's hilarious. It just goes into like this 4 minute long like sequence of RoboCop shooting off people's dicks. It's like completely random. It's just like him aiming and shooting at like all these different dicks, and there's like guys all just like keeling over, and they're like, "Our dicks are gone." Like, it actually kind of shows that RoboCop should have had that satirical humor to it.
Yeah,
kind of missed that.
If you're gonna make a remake, at least keep the satire to it. You know,
well, that's the same thing with the Thing remake. Is that they missed what I. With like us hardcore fans like about it. And we'll talk about this tomorrow when we watch Point Break, but Point Break, I would imagine the remake might be the same way, where they might miss like the whole point of the movie, I guess, so to speak. But that's tomorrow's conversation.
Yeah.
All right, guys.
So what would you give RoboCop? Yeah, out of 10.
I'd give it a 7, I guess.
A 7, really?
Yeah. Like, it was serviceable. Like, it was average movie. It wasn't great, though. That's the thing with it, is like, it wasn't a bad movie, it was just extremely average. And that was my problem with the movie, is that like, it just went for the easy cash in. It didn't, there was nothing that would make it like an 8, 9, or 10 for me.
Yeah, I'll give it a 5.
Whoa, hating.
I did not like this movie.
You were actually excited for it, weren't you?
Like, I was the out of all of us, I was the most excited for it. But
and that's funny. I was the least excited, and I'm like the one that gave it the highest score.
It just took everything away from RoboCop. This was not RoboCop. This was an Iron Man ripoff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you could see where they kind of like took their influences, and Iron Man was definitely one of them. Okay. We'll wrap this puppy up for today, but yeah, tomorrow there's a Point Break remake, so if you want, you can go buy that off Amazon through us and watch it, and it'll be fun. We're gonna like that movie's like a it's a not a bad movie, but it's also like there's some things that you can laugh at it, kind of like the original RoboCop, so it should make for an interesting commentary. That's the word I was looking for. All right, guys. So for the two angry nerds and the one who's furiously preparing to jack off tomorrow on Free Porn Day, this is Kurt and Alex, and bye.